this thing on.
All righty. Well, I've been wanting to preach this message for the last couple of weeks, but we've had teen camp and all the teenagers doing stuff, so I just prayed and said, Lord, you sure will. And usually when preachers get up here to tell a joke, I just say, look at me, and there's your joke. You know what I mean? So I'm not a good joke teller, but we're going to go ahead and go to the book of Jonah, and we're going to get in chapter 1. And the book of Jonah, you know the story, and I'm going to briefly go through the story, and we're going to just see what the Lord has here. Amen? Alrighty, and we're going to go to chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came upon Jonah and the son of Amittai, I'm saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day, God. God, I pray you just calm my nerves. Lord, I've been praying about this, and Lord, I got help from this, and Lord, I want to be a blessing, Lord. I pray you use me, empty me in myself, and fill me with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in the book of Jonah, everybody knows this story, and I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. And in the chapter 1, 1 through 3, that's the calling of Jonah. Jonah was called to go to Nineveh and preach the word. Now, to me, Jonah was a prophet. And what I think about when I think of a prophet, I think that's a man of God right there. And here he is, he's fleeing from the Lord, trying to get away from God because he did not want to go to Nineveh. Now we're going to go down to verse 12, and this is going to be, he knew he'd done wrong. In verse 12, and he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth unto the sea. I'm going a little bit too fast here. Now Jonah jumps on this boat and he's heading to Tarshish. Now, to me, he's running from God. Now, when I'm sitting here and I read this and I started thinking about it, I was like, I wonder how far Nineveh was from Jonah and how far Tarshish was from Jonah. Now, everybody knows my testimony and how I left and everything like that. Now, when I started reading into that, I started looking up the maps of back then. And did you know Nineveh was only 4 miles north to where Jonah was? And Tarshish was 2,000 miles west. Man, I thought about that. I'm like, man, when we decide to not do something for God, what do we do? What's the first thing we run? Instead of, and like, it might be just one simple thing, like giving up your Facebook, stop smoking, stop doing drinking, this one little thing that you just got to go so far for. But then you end up turning the other way and going way out there. I'll tell you right now, God called me to preach back in the day, and I ran from it, and everybody knows where it put me. But I'm just saying, these are little things. Now, this is not the message. These are just little things I'm pointing out to you. And if you go down to verse 17, it says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish and swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. So now God is trying to get a hold of Jonah. Now, I believe God's going to do something to get a hold of your heart. He had to put me into places where I didn't want to be. He had to get me down to the low spot. And Jonah had to get down to a low spot for God to get a hold of him. Now, we're going to go down to chapter 2, to verse 9. Chapter 2 to verse 9, and this is what it says. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. Now, I want you to focus on one thing, and I want you to remember this through the message, voice of thanksgiving. So he's down in the belly of the whale, and he's saying, he's repenting, and he makes a vow to God, and he does it with a voice of thanksgiving. Now, you think, like, man, he's getting things right. He's thankful that the Lord got a hold of his heart, thankful that the Lord had this fish swallow him, and now he's thankful because the Lord's going to spare his life. So he did that with a voice of thanksgiving. Now we're going to go down to chapter 3 and verse 1. And it says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. So not only once, but twice. So here, if you are doing wrong, guess what? If you get things right, God can still use you. Doesn't mean that you can just come in church and sit down. No, God still wants to use you no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. If you've gotten it right, the Lord still wants to use you. Amen? Now we're going to keep on going. We're going to go down to verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the lowest of them. So now Nineveh, he goes to Nineveh. Now, if you read in that story, he runs to Nineveh. They said it was a 3 days journey from where he was at, and now he's made it in a day. That dude was booking. That's all I got to say. I mean, he should have been playing baseball or football or something like that today, but he was booking it. And I'll tell you right now, if God calls you to do something, you better not hesitate. You better run to what he has you to do. All right, and we're going to keep on going. And then you got verse 10 of chapter 3. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it. Okay, so now here it is, Nineveh, a great city, probably one of the best revivals in the Bible, where a whole city ends up getting right with God. And Jonah, the man that got swallowed by a whale, for one, ran from God, got swallowed by a whale, got called a second time, and still got used by the Lord. But you remember that thing he said? A voice of thanksgiving? Now we're going to focus in chapter 4. Verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was what? Very angry. Well, what happened to the voice of thanksgiving? Something's not right there. This is a prophet of God. He had a voice of thanksgiving, but now he's very angry. And over what? What God asked him to do. Look down to verse, we're going to keep on going. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore, I fled before unto Tarshish. Now, this is where it really, really hit me. This is where it really hit me. For I knew that thou art gracious God. Are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and great kindness, and repentest thee of evil. So here he goes. Let's go through this again. Jonah gets called. He runs, gets swallowed by a whale, repents with a voice of thanksgiving, goes back, gets called, goes back to Nineveh, or goes to Nineveh, preaches the word. The whole city gets saved. He gets angry. And he tells God, I knew you were going to forgive him. But what happened to the voice of thanksgiving? See, here, we're in church. And we go through things, and God will call us to do something. And if we don't want to do it, we end up running away from God. And then we end up getting angry, getting selfish, and then getting bitter. I mean, we're going to go more into this. Now, the title of this message is The Answer You Never Wanted. Jonah never wanted that answer. Amen. But that's the answer God wanted. Right. Yep. See, we go through things in life, and things happen, and we think that we were right and God was wrong. And what do? We flee from God. I know the church is going through a trial here, and I know that with the Tweed family, but that was God's answer. We prayed for years for John. Prayed for the Lord to heal him up. Get him healthy. Yep. But it's not the answer we really wanted. That's the answer God wanted. Amen. We can't get angry. We can't get bitter. We're going to keep on going. Verse 4. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? It's not going to do anything good for us to be angry. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth. And he sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. So here we are, Faith Baptist Church. We are very blessed here. Amen. We are blessed beyond belief. But the thing is, it could take one little thing to get us right out them doors. Just because we're not happy with the answer that the preacher gives us. We're not happy with the answer that God gives us. Usually, we'll sit up here. This is how it goes. Believe me, I've done it. The reason I left Faith Baptist Church years ago was because I was angry. Because I thought I could do it better. I was angry at people. I was angry at my dad. I got bitter and I got selfish. Jonah, he gets angry, he gets selfish, and he gets bitter. Those three things right there will cause you to walk out that door. Three little things that you might not think are too big, but those little things, if they work on you time and time again, you'll walk right out them doors. I sat here in church, and this is what happens. Well, I could do that better, and then I get angry because I'm not the one doing that, and I'm not the one doing this, and then I'm over here, well, that person did this. Did you hear about this? And they did this wrong, and they did that wrong, and you know what? I could do that better. That's angry and selfishness. Next thing you know, you're back there. Well, I can't believe the pastor let them do this and blah, 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 and get back and forth. Now you're getting bitter. I mean, I preached a message about cleansing your heart or inspecting your life, and those little things will crawl down into your heart, and it will harden your heart, and then where are you going to be? You might find yourself in the belly of a whale. You might find yourself in the deep parts of the ocean. What's it going to take? We're going to keep reading. We're going to go over to, we're going to just do verse 6 and just go to the end. And the Lord prepared a gourd, and he made it to come up over Jonah, and it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. Now you get the pastor, gives you a little something, and then you're like, ha ha, yeah, look at me now. Look at me now. Yeah, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing this. But then you come into church on Sunday, and he doesn't recognize you for doing it.
Amen. Good.
But God prepared a worm. When in the morning, rose the next day, and smote the gourd, that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did rise, and God prepared, I had this word earlier, vehement east wind. I think I said it right. And the sun beat upon his head, and the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said unto Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it to grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should not I spare Nineveh, a great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? So here you are in church. Pastor gives you something. He doesn't recognize you. You start pouting. God gave him a gourd that he didn't do nothing to do, nothing to make it grow. So the pastor asked you to do something. Wasn't really nothing, really. I mean, maybe just sweep up, pick up some trash. But he didn't get up there and say, oh, I thank so-and-so for doing this. And then you get mad about it. So then you wonder why. Why didn't the pastor say that? Why didn't somebody ask me to do this? Well, look at the way you acted the first time. I mean, do we hear about Jonah anywhere else? I mean, we probably do. We don't hear about him dying is what I'm trying to get at. It's crazy how we get our feelings hurt so well over something so small. Just because it's not the answer you want. Just because it's not what you wanted to hear. It's not, well, I didn't hear them say, thank you so-and-so. I didn't hear them say, well, he did a good job doing this and he did a good job doing that. Get over it. Amen. It ain't nobody cares about how you feel about these things. You're not here for other people. You're here for the Lord. You're here to listen to the word. Not to get recognized. I was that person that always wanted to be recognized. Guess what? I don't care anymore. I don't even like being up here. I really don't. I am nervous every Sunday. I'm like almost throwing up. I mean, you guys all heard it. I mess up most of the time. But the thing is, I'm not here for you. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. Because the answer that I wanted, God answered it. I might have not liked it, but I'm doing this because God called me to do it. I can tell you story after story of many times in our church that, and our church knows about stories that God answered prayers that we didn't want. You got to watch what you do when you don't get what you want. You got to watch, see how humble you are when the Lord sits here and tells you something you don't want to hear. The answer I didn't want to hear was George. The answer I didn't want to hear was John. But what are we going to do about it? We're going to keep going on. Are you going to flee? Are you going to run to Tarshish? Are you just going to keep on going for the Lord? Amen. In Psalms 31:24, it talks about strengthening your heart. You got to keep your heart strengthened. If you don't, that's where you're going to fall. That's when you are going to get your feelings hurt. Just because it's not the answer you want doesn't mean it's the answer God wanted. Let's go over to Ephesians 4:31. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speakings be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It tells us right there. Don't get angry. Don't get bitter. Don't be mean. We see it time and time again. And we've seen it here in Faith Baptist Church. People get bitter, get angry, get mean, just because they didn't get the answer they wanted.
Yep. Yep. Amen.
You know, I'll never forget the morning my mom got in the car accident. That's not the answer she wanted. But we've seen great things come out of that. You think about it. If you decide because you don't like the answer to go astray, you're going to miss all the blessings that God has for you.
Amen.
You know, I sit here and I think about Jonah and I'm like, man, can you imagine what Jonah could have done with his life if he just chose to have a voice of thanksgiving? We might go through things, trials and temptations, but do it with a voice of thanksgiving. Even if it's the answer you didn't want. I could have used a lot of illustrations. When I was writing this message up, I was praying. I was like, Lord, what Bible character am I going to use for this? I was thinking about it with Samson. Then I was thinking about it with Nahum when Elijah told him to dip into the water 7 times. That wasn't the answer he wanted, but he still did it. And look what happened to him. God cleansed him. When I started reading Jonah, it reminded me of myself. Because you don't like the answer. Why don't you get out of your selfish, bitter, angry stage and just give in and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not having a voice of thanksgiving. It's not what I want. It's what you want.
Amen.
April, Chelsea, that wasn't the answer we wanted. But we've seen the whole Coleman family sitting in these pews all because of a little girl said, Lord, whatever your will be done, I'll do. Even with the cancer. It's the Lord's will, not ours.
Amen.
And I know there's so many others that have stories like that in here. Trials that you've gone through. Miss Debbie, after what you told me about Frank, it's not the answer you wanted. He's going to be here soon. It's in the Lord's hands. Whew. Selfish anger and bitterness. And if you ain't saved here today, your answer isn't out in the world. Your answer is right here. Your answer is in this book. Your answer is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. It ain't a better answer than that.
Amen.
If I could do it all over again, I know we all been there. Lord, if I could do it all over again, why ever get to that point?
Amen.
Just because it's not the answer you want doesn't mean it's the answer that's not the right answer. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day, God. God, thank you for letting me preach this message, God. I got a lot of help from